Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
All right, okay. Hey, I say. I don't know.
Okay, why not? You can have a little Dr. Seuss moment if you want to.
Who are you?
I am Cindy Lou Who, since you brought up Dr. Seuss.
Well.
Who are you?
My name is Susie, and Gucci think I love him. That sucker think I'm loyal, but I fucks with all of the hustlers.
Why? I don't even know why.
I be with all the ballers. I be it all. Okay.
See.
This is The Read.
Welcome to The Read, y'all. That's how this show goes right there.
Well, I haven't seen you in a moment.
Well, I went to Oklahoma for Memorial Day weekend / my baby brother's graduation. It was everything I thought it would be and then some. I loved being back in Oklahoma, but my family found out about The Read.
I heard.
And listened to it all together at my uncle's house in the living room. Which
that's dreadful.
I basically wanted to die. I walked out of the room. like my cousin is sitting here holding the phone up like on speaker while the Ass Hook episode is playing. And I'm just like, I actually can't do
worst
this.
Worst one, too.
No. No, my uncle asked for a link and I told him it was sold out. I can't deal with my family. I love them very much and I know they're only excited for me and so they want to support. But I'm just like, please don't ever listen to this show. Uh-huh. So knowing that they do is just like, oh, okay. And then we went to my cousin's house. He was having a house party / watch game for the Thunder game. And I got recognized in his living room. So that was just like, okay. All right. After I've been arguing with them all weekend, telling them to stop calling me famous, and they'd be like, oh, let me get your picture. You know how family does. Yes. So then I got recognized in the middle of my cousin's house, and it was like, okay. Well, all
and
right.
I saw that you you gave my little love a lemon or a lime.
Yes, my nephew, we gave him. He's bad, okay? He just is. You're not supposed to call kids bad, but this one is, he has some behavior problems. So he was being a brat, asking for a taste of my sister-in-law's lime. And so she was like, fine, I'm going to give it to you. And so he took a good strong taste out of that and decided it was
a healthy bite.
Right. He was just like, how dare you people do this to me? Like, he was very angry. He went around mad for a while.
Because then on top of that, you're going to ask him if he liked it.
Right. Like, I'm laughing
he
in
said,
his
no,
face.
I don't. I sure don't.
He was really
and
pretty
he got
pissed
up
at me
and
for that.
Exited the premises.
He was mad for like a smooth 20 minutes too. He was heated. Like, I had to take him outside and let him play in the water hose so he could, you know, turn down. Because he was just very irate over that.
I live for him. Okay.
But yeah, I had a good time. What about you? Did you have a nice holiday weekend? Okay, great.
So, my weekend has been very interesting. It's just been rocky and then
no, not so great.
I just want to dive ahead because today has been so, let's just get into Black excellence and just go ahead and say rest in peace to Dr. Maya Angelou.
Yes.
Today I can't. I got up today and I cleaned up and brushed these teeth and all that stuff. And I opened Instagram and I didn't even look at captions. I just scrolled through all these pictures and I saw Maya Angelou, Maya Angelou. And I was like, Lord Jesus, she's dead, isn't she?
And she yeah. is.
So it's one of those moments, kind of like when we lost Nelson Mandela, that I'm not like I'm really sad, but just more grateful than sad.
Right.
So it's just kind of been like, I'm happy. I'm sure that heaven is happy to have her.
Right. It's more like I'm just very thankful for her legacy. And I feel like she walked in her purpose while she was on earth and did what she was supposed to do. and left behind a really good name for herself, mm-hmm. and showed that you can be a flawed individual who doesn't come from a perfect background or a great background at all and make a lot of mistakes, you know, through adulthood and beyond, and still
and
become a great person and do great things with your life and let your life be an example. So I feel like her time on earth was not wasted, and I salute Dr. Maya, and I'm very sad she's gone, but I feel like, you know, she did her work. So yes. Amen and rest in peace to her.
Okay, so we have a very special episode this week. We're going to try something new for the girls.
My God.
This could go one of two ways.
Well, that's right. It could go. I mean, to heaven or hell is pretty much the options here. This could be, get really bad, but.
So for the first time on the read, we're going to call you, the listener. And get questions from you all.
Yes.
Are you ready for this?
I am very ready for this.
All right, so we're just going to go ahead and dive right on in. Hopefully you called the number and left a message to be part of this. And if not, well, girl, just enjoy. Sit back and pray for us.
Okay.
All right, call number one. Let's try it out.
All right.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Tashia?
Yes.
Hi, Tashia. This is Kid Fury.
Hi.
I think it took her.
You are dripping with enthusiasm. Did you leave us a message?
Oh, my God. Wait.
Hi, Tashia. It's Kid Fury and Crystal. We're calling you.
Hi, Kid Fury. Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Oh, this don't seem real.
Oh, she didn't know we were calling. Oh, how fun.
Oh, well, great. This is fantastic. I'm sorry. Are you busy, girl?
No. Oh, my God. I was having the worst day. Thank y'all.
Oh, aww. Me too, child. Listen, let's get through it together. Where are you calling? Oh, well, where are we calling you? That's it.
I'm calling from Minnesota by way of Chicago. Which
awesome.
I'm moving to tomorrow. That's why I'm so stressed today.
Oh, my goodness. You moving tomorrow?
Yes.
Girl, whew, good Lord.
There's a lot going on right now.
Well, you have all of my prayer and, you know, a friend in Jesus. So what's your question?
Thank you. So, who was I? Okay, so I have a couple of cousins right now. I come from a long line of really pretty, really thick women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we always seem to settle for nothing ass niggas. So one of my cousins in particular, her child's father tried to holler at another one of my cousins a few years ago, and it took my other cousin a little while to tell her because she really didn't know how to bring it to her.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then that ended up being an issue with my cousin. She blew the shit out of proportion for like 2 years. I mean, she would not let this girl live because she didn't tell her right away.
Okay,
baby. But
yes, sweetheart.
Yes, kids.
We're dealing some business.
But, you know, my cousin, you know, she just really made life hard for her. And so this just not even recently, like a year ago, right, another one of my cousin's husband tried to holler at another one of my cousins, and he told her
Jesus.
Right away.
What kind of hoe-a-tool?
And now that's an issue. Like, this is what my cousin told my other cousin verbatim. No, I don't think you wanted to fuck him. I just think you like the attention. Like, she really trying to find a reason to be mad at this girl because her husband a dog. And they've been arguing. They family functions is just ridiculous right now. And my question is, if y'all knew somebody that tried to holler at somebody you knew or you, and it's somebody that you were close to, would you tell them? Do you think it's a good idea to tell them, or should you just keep that shit to yourself?
I say tell them.
It seems like you really can't win for losing.
Yeah, that's a no-win situation depending on who you're dealing with, because if it's a bird-ass somebody, like, sorry, your cousin appears to be, no shade, it just seems that way, then that person is going to be irrationally upset at you and, like, lash out
at
you.
Yeah, because I'm wondering.
But trying to tell them about their raggedy-ass man.
Why are the cousins fighting when the husbands and baby fathers
right?
are the ones that are being
Seem like, if anything, the cousins should be sticking together to kick the men out or cuss their asses
that's
out. Like, why
thing.
Is that not happening?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, most of the time I end up being a voice of reason for my family because they're a little retarded.
Don't
when
say
it comes
that.
To shit like that, it's not really, I feel like I can't really tell them how to feel because, you know, I haven't really been through that.
Right.
But I still feel like, you know, like my cousin right now, it's been a year, and just on Memorial Day, she tried to fight my cousin. Like, she just been really going ham. She would not let it die. She's telling everybody she gonna kill the girl and everything.
Really?
Her husband, he been pissing me off because he been steady egging her on, and I'm like, this is all your fault. Like, I really just want to beat his ass, or at least send my brother at him or something, but I don't want to just, you know.
You know what, Tashiga?
I just don't understand how she wants to fight her own family because the family told her about her raggedy-ass man.
The family?
It's crazy. Like, I don't get it. I really don't get it. Like,
I was going
to understand, like, I think it's more so a jealousy thing, or maybe she just went through so much. Where I really don't know.
But you know what it really boils down to?
I tried to make so many reasons up for it in my mind. Because this is one of my favorite cousins that's acting the fool right now, and I really love her, and I want to help her. But,
you know what it really boils down to?
Like, it's nothing I can say.
What it really boils down to is that this ain't got nothing to do with you. And I appreciate your efforts to bring peace and sense to the family. But there's sometimes a lot of, like you say, it could be a jealousy. It could be a lot of insecurities and deep-rooted things between these individual family members that are causing it to be the way that it is. And so, I mean, in terms of the question, I do think that when someone that you care about is dealing with someone who behind the scenes is being foul, I personally would say something to them. Now, if they try to flip it on you and get upset with you, then that's their business. But you can't ever say that you weren't trying to look out for them or have their best interest. But in terms of all of this, it seems like it's a whole lot going on. You're already stressed out because you're moving. I say pray for everybody and let them make the best decisions that they can. Because you don't deserve to have all this added stress on top of you when everybody is trying to do their best. You know what I'm saying? Like, if cousins are going to be wilding out, what you really need to be telling them, if you tell them anything, is take it back to the men. These niggas are out of control.
That's what don't make no sense to me. Like, if I were you, I would sit that cousin down, the one who's steady trying to fight, and be like, girl, I don't know what's in your head, but the fact that you're trying to fight family for looking out for you don't make no damn sense. Like, I would honestly have that conversation with her, and if she still acted like she didn't have no damn sense, then I would just have to be like, I can't deal with you while you acting this way.
Tell her to that instead of being mad at the cousins, that the two of you should go in on the husband. Okay, so while he was scheming, y'all need to be in the beamer just beaming.
You know,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
actually, you
hit him up.
He don't even got nothing, though. That's the thing. Like, when I tell you we settle for dogs, this nigga is living off of her and her kids that she got with him. He don't even work.
Girl. Girl, and the fact that your family is not only tolerating it but encouraging it just really blows my mind.
No, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. A lot of my other family have been standing up for the cousin that's being attacked right now.
No, by family, I mean the one who's married to this man. Like, she is perpetuating all this drama within the family over, you know, over her dirty ass husband.
Doesn't make any sense. Really cut him off. Like, we love our cousin, but he's getting too much leeway from the rest of my family. They still fuck with him. They still talk to him. Like, you know, no repercussions has been, you know, placed upon him. And then with my cousin, now, in the beginning, everybody starts just spreading rumors about her. Now, don't nobody trust her around their men because they really believe in their man or some way, somehow. That even one rumor was spread that she went over one of my other cousins' house and took like a 2-hour shower. I'm like, girl, bow. Who hot water he to last that long?
Kid Fury is right. You need to stop talking to these people.
Yeah.
You just need to stop them, talking to these people.
You need to
people.
Let them work this all
this
on
can't,
out
no,
on their own.
Absolutely not.
Because it is way too
It's
deep
way too many levels to this bullshit.
Right. And it doesn't even have anything to do with you. So you don't have, you should not be stressing yourself out over any of this. I say, you know, you can be there for your cousin that you feel is being wronged and be a support system for her when she needs it, but as far as all of the ins and outs of all this stuff, I say stay out of it because it ain't got nothing to do with you and they're losing it. Okay,
right, thank you.
You are welcome, Tashiga, and you have a great night. Don't stress out, girl.
Wait, one more thing. King Fury is pronounced Tasia.
It's why did you wait so long? I just said before we before you picked up the phone, I was like, I'm gonna wait for her to say her name because I don't want to ruin. See, I did it again. You say the damn names from now on. I'm sorry, Tasia. Like, have a good night.
But it's just regular Tasia. Sorry, Tasia. But I get that a lot. Most of the time, I just let people. I mean, white people butcher my name.
Don't ever let anybody butcher your name. You tell them. You make them pronounce your shit right. Call them. Call you what your mama named you. All right. Have a good one.
All right. Bye. Thank you, y'all. So thank you so much.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Tasia. I mean, I said Tashia 500 times.
You did.
Did I not say that I did not want to butcher people's names?
But it's really your fault because when we first got on the phone, you asked, was it Tasia or Tashia? Well, you asked, was it Tashia on the phone? And she said, yeah, so.
I don't remember that part.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's go on. For... the next question, and this is Chris. I can say that.
Okay.
So we're going to move on to Sandra. I can pronounce that name.
All right.
Just fine.
Go you. Jesus.
Oh, man. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Is this Sandra?
Yeah.
Hi, Sandra.
Are you okay, girl?
So, yeah.
Are you on an elliptical? What is? Why are you out of breath? What's happening?
No, I just can't believe you guys called.
Oh, you sound like before you die, you see the ring. You okay?
Girl, shut up.
She does. She sounds all like timid. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Sandra, I'm Kinfurian. This is my friend Crystal. And hi. We got your number here and understand that you have a question. So what is your question? I don't know. I'm not good at this.
My brother is gay, and I've known this for... I'm 23 now, so I've known this for 10 years.
10 years?
Sorry?
You said 10 years?
Yeah, because I remember when we first got our computer, like a computer in mm-hmm. the internet, the AOL, the free little AOL thing.
Oh, hell.
And I just saw, like, in the history, I would see, like, gay websites. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, wait, who's going on to see gay men naked? And so I kind of connected to that.
Yeah.
And over time, I've just seen, like, all of this stuff happen. And
I've even
heard him talk on the phone to one of his guys. And my little brother found gay porn on his bed. And
yikes.
They don't talk anymore.
They don't talk anymore?
No.
Damn.
It's so sad because my mom, it hurts my mom so much that it don't talk and she doesn't know because she, I feel like if she did know, it would hurt her like a lot. Because she always talks about how being gay is an abomination against God.
Oh,
and me and my little brother actually insinuated to her that he may be gay. She was like, why would you say that about your brother? That's so mean.
Oh.
Well, that's going to be rough.
This sounds bad already. What's your question, dear?
My question is, like, what should I do with my brother? Like, I want him to talk to me about it, but I feel like he's so embarrassed. And I feel like, and I see him getting depressed, like, and I just don't want him to get to a place where he's so depressed he just can't get out of it. Like, I just don't know if it's right to tell my mom, and hopefully she eventually accepts it. Like, I don't know what to do.
Well, yes. Sandra, it's definitely not right for you to tell your mother. Let's start there. I actually get questions like this quite a bit with siblings or family members that know that some one of their, you know, loved ones is gay and doesn't really know how to help them deal with it. The thing is, really, the black bottom line here is that it's not your business and that it's going to be like, it's going to be rough for him. It's going to be rough enough for him. To deal with it and to come out and to love himself and all of that stuff. It's a process. Some people are much better at it at certain ages than others, but it is going to be rough, especially when you have, you know, the mother and you don't know how she's going to deal with it and so on.
Yeah, I've been depressed before, so I know, like, what it is to be depressed.
Right.
And medication or anything, so I don't want him to get to that point. That's what I'm trying to.
All you have to do is love him. That's all you have to do. Express your love for him and let him know that there's nothing wrong with him, and that regardless of anything, that you will be there for him if he needs anything. Because a lot of times in those moments, like when you're, I mean, I can't speak for every gay person on earth, but a lot of times when you're faced with that at a young age, you're not even so, you may not just be worried about what other people think of you, but it's kind of like a confusion of, is there something wrong with me? Am I going to hell? Blah, blah, blah. So just be a source of love, because there's not really anything that you can do to fix that for him. Because even if your mother finds out and says, I don't have a problem with it and I love you anyway, that might not affect the way that he feels about himself or sees himself. So really, much like anybody who is depressed, you just need to be a source of love, unconditional love, and just let him know that if he needs anything, you are there. Because really, most of the time, all it takes is one person.
Yeah, you can't force people to talk to you about their problems. Like, you can't force people to even, you know, confide in you and say, you know, I'm a safe place where you can go and talk about your problems,
but you can give him the option.
Or you can come out to me or whatever else. Yeah, but you can definitely let him know that no matter what is going on, that you're available to talk to whenever he needs and stuff like that. And then just let him come to you. But it has to be on his terms. It has to be his choice.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, thank you. I just love him so much.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And it's fantastic that you do, and it's fantastic that you, you know, support him, because that's what we be needing.
Yeah, and let him know that you don't feel the way that y'all's mom feels about it. Like, if it happens to come up in conversation or anything else, just make sure he knows that you're not homophobic, that you support and love gay people, and just be open to him coming to you whenever he feels ready.
And for the record, I had a mom, well, growing up, I had very similar situations in terms of my mother. Like, my mother was very, 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 very saved and said all of those same things. And when it came out and my family talked about it, she hugged me, let me know she loves me anyway. I'm 100% certain that she still hopes that somehow my sexual views will change. I'm sure she's just waiting for me to call her up and be like, you know what, girl, I changed my mind.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to go ahead and get a girlfriend now. Yeah. So sorry
about
that.
But she loves me anyway. And all my family, super Jamaican Christian people, they love me anyway. They don't treat me any different. And I actually feel way more comfortable going home and hanging out with my family now, because I know everybody knows and I don't feel any different. So sometimes your family could surprise you. However, let him get there on his own. Just be there for him. Okay?
Good luck. You're a sweetheart.
And send us updates. Let us know how it goes.
Sorry, say that again?
I said send us updates and let us know how it goes.
Okay, and I just want to say, I saw you guys when you were here at Drexel. And I actually graduated next week from Drexel. So it was great seeing you guys, and it really made, like, my last year here.
Oh, well, congratulations on graduating, sweetie.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Those questions are always tough.
Wasn't that so nice, though?
Yes, she's a dope-ass sister.
Yeah, that was just that she even cared enough to send something like that in, so.
Right.
Here you go.
So, Let's see.
Shall we take a break now, or shall we?
Yes. Let's go ahead and take a break and pay some of these billions.
We'll be right back on the phone with y'all.
So, guys, listen, don't forget that we are still sponsored by the great people at NatureBox. If you don't know, you can go to naturebox.com/theread and get 50% off your first box. NatureBox is a service that sends snacks directly to your home or office, wherever you'd like. And they're smarter snacks than the average stuff. They've got no hydrogenated oils, no artificial colors or any of that gross stuff. They're just really, really tasty stuff. And they ain't bad for you.
Yes, you guys, head on over to naturebox.com/theread and you get 50% off your first box. They have three different sizes, so pick the one that's right for you or your family, and you can get it sent to the home or office. So it's super convenient, and you won't be tempted to go by the grocery store and get something that maybe is not as good for you. NatureBox offers 100+ unique foods like dry fruits and bars, flax infused crackers, and spiced nut mixes. Lord knows we love a good nut mix. So if you also love nut mixes, head on over to naturebox.com/theread. Get 50% off your first box. You're going to love it. It's time to snack smarter with NatureBox.
naturebox.com/the read. Go check them out. And let's dive back on into the read.
Nut mix.
Okay. Let's jump back in here.
All right.
Let's try to call Carl from South Carolina, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you know, I don't know.
I bet he had some good barbecue over the holiday.
Did you have any barbecue over the
holiday? Bitch, yes, I did.
I asked you specifically to bring me some back and you didn't.
How? Because explain that to TSA.
That's your problem.
No, bitch, that's your problem. Because I had the barbecue with the head country and it was everything. Fine.
Whatever.
Oh, God is good.
The evil.
Mm. Oh, that brisket and them hot links. Ooh. Yes.
Okay. Good night.
My uncle was out there all day. Just the smells from the smoker. We were just like, really? Like,
I just want a bottle of barbecue sauce and just a drink.
I have a bottle in my desk of barbecue sauce from Oklahoma because it's that good.
I don't need to put anything on it.
Who are we calling? They're not answering.
Carl in South Carolina.
Well, Carl. Hello?
Hello, you've reached Carl Lewis.
Okay.
I'm unavailable at the moment, but please.
Carl got his sexy voice on for his voicemail.
Carl.
Hey, girl. I mean, boy. Sorry.
You missed us, or we missed you. It sucks because you had a Beyonce question. This is Kid Fearing Crystal of the Reed, and we're just going to go ahead and move on with our lives. Thank you for crushing our spirits, Carl.
Made us sad, Carl.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Carl just killed my vibe. Pissed.
Dang it. I was so looking forward to talking about Beyonce.
I know. Someone out there is super glad Carl didn't pick
up. Yeah, somebody is like,
look. They are over us talking
they
about
are. Queen. They are really sick of it.
Every week?
Every week.
Shit.
The same wound.
We get it. She pisses diamonds and whatever the fuck else. All
right. Yes. The people who don't like Beyonce are like, thank God.
Let's try calling Grace.
Grace. All right. That's a pretty name.
Origin unknown. I don't know anything about Grace, but we'll figure it out.
All right.
And Grace apparently wants to ask us about hygiene. Our skin? She wasn't talking about you.
Oh, no. Listen, she should have asked this when Hey Friend Hey was here. If Hey Friend Hey ever comes, because she's the one who knows about skin, baby. Everything I know, I learned from her. So.
We should totally do that. You know Hey, like, invented, like, Grace.
I doubt Let she would not. Come on I'm this sorry, show, Jesus. Though, because, like, why would
Hello?
She?
Hello, is this Grace?
Yes.
Hi, Grace. This is Kid Fury.
And this is Crystal.
Three in a row.
Hi.
How are you doing, boo?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Where are you from?
Maryland, Baltimore.
Oh, I think this is our second Maryland. Or was maybe. That Philly?
I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, you're thinking of Philly. Okay.
Grace, you listen to this show, right? You know that we don't understand or know anything. So, thank you for giving us a ring. What's your question, Grace?
I've just noticed on Instagram you guys have, like, great skin.
Oh, girl.
And me being a teenager, my skin isn't that great. So, I was just wondering maybe what do y'all, maybe some advice.
How old are you?
17.
Okay, 17. So, what do you do to get so luscious and brown over there, huh, Crystal?
Well, I'll just...
Oh, I'm talking to this one over here with the perfect skin.
Oh, of course.
First of all, the devil sees you lying, and so does Jesus. Secondly, when I was your age, I had terrible skin. I had very, very bad cystic acne, and there was literally nothing I could do about it.
Yeah.
So, like, my mom took me to a bunch of different dermatologists, and nothing worked until I got on Accutane. And I actually had to go on Accutane twice. That's how bad my skin was.
What's Accutane?
Oh, wow.
Accutane is, like, the strongest acne medication out there. If you're a girl, you have to take blood tests for, like, 3 months before they put you on it. And then you have to have a pregnancy test every month, because if you get pregnant on it, it can really fuck up your fetus, and you'll have to have, like, an abortion or you'll miscarry. It's like a very serious drug, and it's been linked to depression in some people, so they're very iffy about even giving it out. So went through all that. I had for a clear
really
skin.
Awful joke.
Oh, you ain't shit.
Not directed towards you.
Anyway,
though, but it would have been good.
So I had to go through 2 rounds of Accutane to get my skin to where it is now, and that was just to get rid of like the hormonal problems in my skin.
Wow.
Now everything I do for my skin, I do still break out, but it's not really a hormonal problem anymore. It's just regular skin issues. And everything I learned about skincare, I learned from our dear friend Hey Friend Hey. If you go to heyfriendhey.com, she has all kinds of natural skincare remedies. A lot of it starts with like what you eat, being mindful, because a lot of people will break out, like especially along your jawline. If you notice you break out, check your diet and see if maybe you're eating a lot of dairy.
Fran invented chapstick and like, lotion. So
Fran will give you, seriously, she'll be like, just take some lemon and some honey and some rose water and you'll have like a face tonic and you'll look like Blue Ivy bathed you or whatever. So
right,
head on over to her. I use her site to come up with like masks and things. She taught me all about apple cider vinegar and clay, mixing those together and making like a mask to tighten your pores and everything. So just to keep it maintained now, that's the stuff I do. I drink lots and lots of water, at least 100 ounces every day. A ton of water.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
And change your pillowcases often and stuff like that. But you know, when I was a teenager, it was just the worst skin in the world and nothing could be done about it. It was terrible.
Yeah, I mostly just wash my face with soap and water, but no, seriously, but sometimes I'd get like, I don't know if it's stress, hormones, mm-hmm. if I'm pregnant, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, if you're pregnant.
Wow.
Sometimes I break out, and I got this stuff from Sephora, I think it's called Murad. I don't know, I've seen the commercials on with Vanessa Hudgens or whoever the hell, them little...
Yeah, somebody.
High School Musical. Whatever. But
you.
I used their stuff sometimes when I have breakouts. Like, I'll have them on my cheeks a lot sometimes when I'm, like, losing my shit or if I eat too much sugar. And I use that, and it clears my shit up in, like, 2-3 days. So...
Oh, as far as what I use, I normally take off my... If I have makeup on, I take it off with just pure... extra virgin olive oil. I have 2 bottles, actually, one for cooking and one for like face and body, whatever Fran taught me, bitch. And so I take all that off, and then use like a hot wash rag to take off the makeup. And then okay. I have like some Yes to Grapefruits face wash that I really
like.
You
can also boil some sesame seeds.
Yeah.
And just put the bag over your face.
Actually,
like, what?
If you have access to some flax seeds, you can make flaxseed gel that way, which is really good for your hair.
So the point,
which
what
is something
Crystal
else
is
I learned
trying
from
to
Fran.
Make is to go check out heyfriendhey.com and get your life.
It sounds like Fran paid us
direction.
And she really didn't. She's just everything.
No,
she's
no.
Just
we talk
so
about-
healthy and good and great
all the time. We talk about, you know what, I'm slipping in terms of health.
Yes.
And fitness.
You start looking at yourself like, my skin is a little dull.
Let me call Fran.
Right. I know Fran
together.
Got some samples, something to hook me up, make me look better. But yeah,
but it definitely seems like you're a teenager, and that's probably what a lot of it where a lot of
yeah.
it came from, because I also had horrible acne when
yeah
I was
mine
age.
Was really bad, and it really just took, well, 2 rounds of really strong medication and time. It took a lot of time.
I don't know about all that acid bang.
Yeah,
yeah,
the Accutane
about.
That is for people people with truly
that.
Fucked up skin know about Accutane, because it's like you really had to make a decision about and that shit is expensive. It's like $800 a month.
That sounds like
oh,
the shit
wow.
that you,
if you don't
excuse
have,
me
like if you don't have insurance. With the insurance, it was like, I don't know, maybe $35 or something.
That sounds like some shit that they make in, like, that sounds like something that happens in a comic book where you take a vial of it and then it just so happens that somebody drops something in yours and then you wake up with superpowers. Like, that don't sound like...
You have to be very careful about it. Like, you have to go online and sign pledges, and even the medication, I don't know if it still does, but when I took it, it was like these little pills you pop out of the back, but on the back would be like a little illustration of a pregnant woman with a big no sign over it. Like, do not get pregnant, bitch, because if you do, it will be bad. See, she knows what I'm talking about. It's real.
Okay, well, yeah, girl, I don't know, try Murad out. Definitely check out actually go to heyfriendhey.com first, because she probably knows how to make whatever the hell.
Fran
the
probably has some natural
or...
remedies that'll help you as much as you can possibly be helped without seeing a doctor.
Thank
so.
You guys so much.
You're welcome. Have
and
a
you
good
have
night,
a great
boo.
Night there in Maryland.
You too.
Alrighty, bye.
Bye.
I liked her.
She was cute.
She was very sweet. Let us try out
someone else, someone new. I remember them teenage skin problems. Good God. Oof, Lord.
The worst.
The absolute worst.
And they
worst.
Were painful and just
it was
like
just
gross.
Like I literally had no place on my face that did not have some kind of blemish on it. Whew. Accutane is so controversial, so I don't want to seem like I'm endorsing it, but I don't think I would have gone outside without Accutane. Really don't. It was that bad.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So let's try Dylan. Who it seems comes from California.
This could be a girl or a boy.
Oh, you know, I love names like that.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I really do. What's another one that's real? I like the name Shannon.
I actually like Sam for girls and boys.
Me too. And North.
Yeah, I knew a girl in college named George, and ever since then, I really like that name for girls. Her name was George. I think
Hello?
She named it.
Her parents jumped out the window. Is this Dylan?
Yes, this is.
Hi, Dylan. This is
Kid Fury and Crystal.
This is Stevie Wonder and Michelle Obama.
Okay, so we're doing that.
No, we don't have to. Hi, how are you?
Oh, this is happening.
Yeah, sorry. I apologize in advance.
Sorry
for ruining
if we
your life.
Ruined your day.
Franklin's hat at the presidential inauguration.
No, not at all.
Not
listen,
not even a little.
Where are you
bit.
From?
I'm from California.
You're sorry? What part of California?
I'm from like southernish California, like kind of Santa Barbara area.
Oh, okay.
That's cute.
How's the weather out there? I know it's beautiful.
Sorry, wait, I can't really hear Crystal. What's happening?
Oh,
what
sorry, dear.
I talking can't... to your microphone.
The weather out there, how is it?
It's really good. It's like 70 degrees today, I think.
Why did you intentionally have him ruin my life?
Well, I mean,
it's like 40 degrees.
That is the number one thing Californians talk about is how perfect their weather is. So,
well, we'll be out there soon for our live show.
It's true.
I mean, it's like never cold here. I think it rained like 2 times the entire winter.
Okay. That's enough.
So, gonna put Santa Barbara on my list of places to move.
We get it.
Thanks,
your life is
Dylan.
Better than ours. What is your question?
Okay, so my question is kind of complicated. So, first of all, he listens to the show. So,
tread lightly, or you can hang up if you want to. Right.
Are you sure you want to do this?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
You can make up names if you want to. Get as vague as you want.
Well, let me just. Okay, here's the thing. Because my question isn't really like about him. It's not like I'm, you know, trying to trash him publicly or something. Which I can see how that. Misconstrued in the situation. But my question is more like, how do you deal with situations where you think that somebody is problematic, but then they can kind of come back to you and be like, well, you're problematic too, and you've done this and that. I guess it's just more like, how do you... Yeah, so like so, and I, in my voicemail, I talked about how we both have On the Run tour tickets as well, so it's kind of complicating the situation. So
why don't you tell us what happened?
Am I dumb?
No, I think that I get it. So you're dealing with a friend who is one of those people where when you confront them about something, they try and flip it around and say, well, this is how you're not perfect. Am I correct?
Yeah, I guess, but, like, in a nicer way. Like, we're both smart people and go to college and, like, you know, subscribe to Out Magazine. But, like, I guess it's just more...
Disposable income, guys.
I love
I'm
it.
I'm really sure what I'm saying. Because I'm a white gay myself. So it's like, I'm not exempt from these issues. Like, I have my Bravo moments, and I have my moments where I'm like, okay, like, check your privilege. Like, realize that other people actually have it difficult. But at the same time, I guess my issue is, how do you confront other people when you have your own shit? Like, how do you say to somebody, hey, can you work on your shit while you're actively working on your own shit? Does that make sense?
It does.
I get it now.
I get it now. Okay. Well, I think that it's okay to say just that. I think it's, if I don't understand why it would come back as like you can't point out to me the areas in which I need to improve because you have areas in which you need to improve. Like, we all do. I don't think that that's unique to any one person or any one situation, right? Isn't that all of us? Don't we have a responsibility to each other to call out our friends when they're doing something that's fucked up or wrong?
I think so.
Yeah, I think, I mean, sorry, were you going to say something?
No, go ahead.
No, okay. I think I'm just trying to like gather my thoughts here, and like because it's a longer issue. Like I've known him for a few years now, and I guess my problem is that we used to be like almost best friends, like extremely close friends. So it's kind of hard to be like this person who knows so much about you to try and point out things that they do because they equally know as much about you. So they can kind of be like, well, you know, here's the receipts that you acting like this and acting
oh,
like this.
Oh, Lord.
It just sounds like you and blank need to just have some lunch or something before your concert and just have like a calm conversation. Sometimes in situations like this, you need to just be as open and vulnerable with the person
what
that you care about.
I didn't hear you.
No, I said sometimes in situations like this, you need to just try and be as open and vulnerable as possible. Like, you know what? This is the situation or this is the issue that I have. And I understand that, you know, I have my shit too and blah, blah, blah. But I just feel like I needed to say such and such to, you know, get past whatever. So you can really just like have a conversation, own up to your own shit if you need to. And I think that it should be fine. And if nothing else, Beyonce should be there to bring you together. Like I just, Beyonce actually, and Jay-Z. And like the aura of Blue Ivy Carter. Like I feel like all of these things mixed together should be able to mend this issue.
Okay. I guess, yeah, I guess an extension of that question would be like, I guess what, because he's, at this point, you know, we've sort of like messaged each other and had this conversations and had kind of the fallout or whatever and tried to work it out. But at this point, he's kind of said, you know, like, I guess I need to basically kind of flip the script on me and made it seem like, you know, he needed to give, like, he needed to have space away from me because he felt like he was pursuing this friendship. It was just this complicated thing. So, I mean, think it's important to like clear the air or is it important to just kind of be like, you know, let this organically happen. If he wants to message me, he can, et cetera, et cetera.
That depends on people.
Yeah.
I'm more of a clear the air person. I'm like, hey girl, what's the problem?
Right.
Let's figure
like,
it out.
We need to discuss it because I'm not going to tiptoe around like it's not there.
We can agree to disagree in the end or whatever. And sometimes like Cynthia Bailey said, sometimes you reach the end of the road with people.
Okay.
And that's okay too, but I'm definitely more of a like dive in and let's get this shit straight, like straightened out. It depends. I think that way usually leads to a resolution. If not, it will definitely lead to some clarity at the very least.
Right.
So
as long as neither one of you is hidden below the belt and pulling up like hurtful things just to try to piss each other off or hurt each other's feelings, and I don't see why you guys can't sit down and just discuss this like reasonable adults, because nobody wants to go to the On the Run concert mad. Like y'all need to settle this, but right, I'm not going to that concert in a bad mood, so y'all need to squash this shit before Beyonce and Jay-Z show up in your city.
Okay. Yeah, I guess what's kind of hard too is sort of like going to a close friend and be like, here are some things you do that are either hurtful or problematic, and then having them come back and kind of be like, well, when you express your feelings, it hurt my feelings, or I took it personally. So it's kind of like, okay, but how are either of us supposed to move forward if when I express an issue, you express an issue in return, and we're just kind of like, you know, this volleyball, like going back and forth.
You know,
so you can't, can the two of you not admit that you have faults and then go on from there? Do y'all really get stuck just going back and forth, pointing out each other's?
Really what it boils down to, Dylan, is that the arrival of the queen is it's pretty much upon us at this point. So this needs to just kind of be sorted out. And if it's that deep and, you know, you just feel like an extreme difficulty to speak to one another, then, yeah, leave it where it is and let it try and work out organically and go on about your business. I mean, we're all grown here and we have lives to live and Beyonce is coming. So try your best and see what happens. And if not, lose friends every day. It'll be all right.
You'll be
make
all
some
right.
New ones.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much. I'm going to be at the LA show doing meet and greet. So I'll see you guys there.
Yay. We'll see you then. You take care, Dylan.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
Dylan had to be super. Listen, girl, if you don't want.
Dylan does a lot of talking.
No, Dylan was super vague.
No, I mean, like, Dylan, he does a lot of talking with his friend, because I wouldn't have gone back and forth too many times over this same issue. Like,
oh, yeah, I'm not.
You,
I'm not,
like, me saying, oh, it's something wrong with you, and then you saying, oh, something wrong with me. We ain't going to do that back and forth but once now. So the fact that he even still has this much patience is crazy to me, but
okay.
Hopefully he works that out.
Well, apparently we got a message from Carl that he's ready to talk about the Beyonce question.
The same Carl who was too good to answer the phone before?
You shut up.
I'm just saying.
Don't know what Carl's going through.
That's true.
Carl could have had some chicken that he needed to get off the stove.
Maybe he had an emergency.
That is a higher priority.
Well,
than talking to our black
frying races. Chicken takes longer than a minute or two, so.
You know what?
Anyway, are we going to call Carl?
Let's talk about.
I can't talk.
Do you want to talk about Sailor Moon? Oh, no. Let's call Jackie in Long Island. This is
wait, so are
question.
We not going to call Carl back?
We'll call Carl then.
Oh, eventually.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
I know Carl is listening to this like, really, motherfuckers?
Well, girl, we said 7 to 9. We'll call Carl back. This is Jackie in Long Island, and I love this question.
Long Island.
It's a little deep, too, though.
I bet I said that wrong.
Probably. I mean, well, it's Long Island.
I mean, it was probably the wrong accent.
Who even, whatever.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jackie?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Jackie. This is Kid Fury.
And this is Crystal.
Oh, my God, you guys are calling me back. Oh, my God. Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Listen, I had to call you because I saw your question and I think that it's a fantastic question. So, shoot, go for it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Can you remind me what I asked?
Girl.
Jackie, we're getting off to a horrible start.
Jackie, are you for real?
I'm so sorry.
Jackie, you asked, apparently. How to get over the bullshit of your 20s. You're a 20-year-old.
Yes.
I guess she got over it.
Oh, Jackie.
And getting through the rest of it. Yes, okay, now I remember. Thank you.
Alrighty. Well, any day.
Okay, so any advice on getting over the nonsense and BS that is in your 20s? Because I know, Crystal, you stated before that getting to your 30s is awesome and you love being 30 and you've just gone to a great place. And I just really want to know, what's your advice? How do I get through it? I've got a couple of more years left. I want to be awesome at 30.
How old are you now?
I'm 26.
Okay.
Oh, same age as me. So how do we do this?
Well, first things first.
Feel the same.
First of all, I want you to forget that I said that because my industry age is now 26. My mom helped me decide. So
we don't have time. Answer Jackie's goddamn question.
If I were 31, which I'm not, then I would say that you need to look at your 20s as a great learning experience. Like, this is your time to really transition from being a teenager into an adult, and you can't be expected to know everything about being an adult while you're still growing up. So this is your time to learn about, you know, how to act at work, which is huge for me, learning how to adjust to friendships and relationships, learning what you want out of life and how to prioritize what's important to you, learning what you want in a partner, all that. It's okay to not have all that figured out at 18 or 21 or fresh out of college or 26 or anything else. But for me, it was like I spent all of my 20s really trying to be as adult as possible. Like, I wanted to have everything under control and have all my shit together and really make my parents proud and be everything at age like 25, 26. And then I was really devastated when my life didn't turn out that way. So not until I was 30 did I realize that it was okay for me to spend that time growing up, because now that I am 30 and I do really feel adult and very aware of myself and very confident in who I am and the choices that I've made, life is so much easier. But you have to allow yourself the time to get there. It feels like we young people just allow people to stress us out because we're not where we think we should be in life. But I don't think if you ask any of our friends who are over 30, you know, what should I be worried about at age 26? I don't think they're going to say, girl, well, make sure you're married with 2.5 kids and you have a mortgage and a master's degree. Like, people are going to tell you to just focus on your happiness. People who are concerned with your well-being are going to say, take your time, you know, have goals, but be flexible in your goals. It's okay to change your mind about things. It's okay to figure out who you are in this time. Like, this is your time to do it. Before you have to take care of somebody else by way of parenthood or have to check in with somebody else by way of marriage, take the time to know who you are.
Was that clear anything up for you, Jackie?
Was that,
I mean, that was kind of like...
Perhaps I completely
misanswered. No, that was a word for me as well.
Was it?
Coming from a 31-year-old woman.
Well, I don't know anyone who's 31. But if I did, then I feel like that's what they would say.
So is it like a thing where you just kind of end up in your 30s and then you're like, oh,
well, honestly,
I kind of have a better grip on life now?
I hate to quote a Tyler Perry movie.
I'd hate for you to.
But there was some Tyler Perry play where he said, you know, around age 30, a light should come on. And when I first saw that play, I was
Tyler Perry
is crazy, blah, blah, whatever.
I remember that.
But that is actually real. Around age 30, you should start to feel... Like, for me, it kicked in maybe 3 months before I turned 30. It was like, wait a minute. I actually don't have to do shit for anybody but me. Like, you say it for a long time, but when you really start to feel it, like, I am my own person, and I don't owe anybody else a goddamn thing. Like, my first priority is me. When you really feel that about yourself, it shows. And you automatically have a different walk about yourself. You carry yourself better and you feel better about yourself because you know that you answer to you. So as long as I'm happy with me at the end of every night, I really don't give a damn what anybody else has to say about me or my success or where my life is going. So just focus on, like, it'll happen. You just have to get there and you can't rush it.
Okay, thanks, Crystal. What you just said, that truly makes you my spirit animal, just so you know.
Aww. Thanks,
well,
Mom.
Apparently you can't say spirit animal anymore.
You can't? Why? Is it racist?
It's offensive to Native Americans, I guess.
Is it really?
I was informed last week when I said that Squidward is my spirit animal.
I had no idea.
Me neither. The more you know. That's
okay.
What Tumblr is for, to
well,
spread knowledge about things.
Thank you so much for your phone call to us.
All right, now thank you for calling me. I really appreciate it. I love you guys so much.
Thank you, Jackie.
Have a good night, boo.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Sweetheart.
Yeah,
she's
so nice.
We have, like, really, really great listeners.
We do. Look how nice everybody is.
We're so blessed.
Even the people who are having problems are still really sweet to us.
Yeah. Let's take another break really quickly, and maybe we'll call Carl.
Okay, we'll see.
All right. Hey guys, as usual, we are being sponsored by the ever so awesome people at Hulu Plus, and you can go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead and get an extended free trial and loads of awesome video content right there at your fingertips and your eyeballs. That includes Sailor Moon. Ooh, I
love
won't
it.
Do the whole thing. Sailor Moon is going to be on Hulu Plus. I think they're releasing new episodes every Monday, so that's really cool. And if you're into anime like myself, they've also got stuff like Attack on Titan. I think they've got Tiger and Bunny and some other really cool shit. So check that out.
Yes, you guys, it's normally $7.99 a month, but head on over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead and check out that awesome free 2-week trial. In addition to Kid Fury's favorite Sailor Moon, they also have my favorite, which is Bob's Burgers, in addition to so many other great shows like Family Guy and MasterChef and Hell's Kitchen. So whatever you like, head on over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead. They've got something for you to enjoy. That's a free 2-week trial. Let them know Kid Fury and Crystal sent you. Now, let's get back to the telephone.
Yay! All right, so let's close this out with one more fun round of calls. Hopefully these girls pick up. I know it's getting close to the time we said we would be finished. We're going to call Carl back again, and you better pick up the phone.
Mm.
I'm not playing with you, Carl. I know where South Carolina is.
I think Carl just tweeted me, too. So if he doesn't answer the phone, I'm going to be like, really?
It's south of the north one, and I will be there.
Where is he?
South Carolina.
Oh. Bitch, south of the north one.
That's where it is. You shot your ass out.
I just... Okay.
Hello?
Hello, is this Carl?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Carl. This is Morgan Freeman and Estelle. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Y'all really called me back. I feel like I've been chosen by... Like the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and Beyonce.
You
ooh.
Have it.
Okay. I don't know if God knows about this show.
It's nowhere near that great.
Well, you know, we had to try to get you together at first because you didn't pick up the phone and you have a Beyonce question. Like, why would you do that?
Listen, I was getting back from the gym. Like, I had to step away from my phone for a second, but I missed y'all. So but, you I just mean, y'all see how much I care because well, I called back so we could get into this because I really need y'all to answer this question.
Okay, so what's the question, Carl?
Okay, so my question is, how do y'all think the set list for this On The Run tour is going to unfold? Because they have a lot of collaborations, but I'm just not sure, like, how the concept is going to unfold. Like, I know the show is going to slay my life.
I mean, undoubtedly.
I don't really care.
Without question.
Yeah, that's without a doubt. But I was just wondering what you guys, like, were imagining.
You know, I feel like whenever there's a Beyonce show coming up, I always just prepare myself for anything. That's just I just put myself in the mindset of just like, this woman is going to change my life yet again.
Right.
And I don't know what she's going to do, but I'm just going to accept it. And I'm not even just talking about, like, you know, her flying across the stage and sprinkling everybody with fairy dust and then we all have the ability to fly. Like, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, sometimes she mixes like songs together. Like, I heard, like, when she did the Mrs. Carter leg in Europe last, she mixed Blow with Candy by Cameo.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if she's going to do that, but I hope that she does. When I tell you that is my favorite song in, I love that song more than any Beyonce song. So I feel like she, I feel like she literally felt me. Like,
oh, bitch.
Like, we connected souls, and she was like, I'm gonna do this just for you. I don't know.
Just for you, love.
Yeah, I don't know what to really expect. I think that they're not gonna do, like, a bunch of their collaborations, though. I feel like it's gonna be, like, a mix between his set and her set and them coming together. Like, I feel like they're just gonna pop in and out.
Like, in my head. Okay.
What'd you say?
Like, for, y'all know what I pictured for, like, the opening of the show? I'm gonna tell y'all. Like, what I pictured was, I figured she would open. Well, but she could, like, open with Bow Down or Flawless, or, like, when she opens with Bow Down, it could stop and echo when she says, "I'm not just this little wife."
You have put.
And she could come out, and the crowd would go fucking
he's
wild.
For real.
And,
all like, of the thought into
wow. Something together. That's and actually a dope
I could
intro.
Just, you know, give her all of my essence and just pass out. But I mean, I can't be passing out because. Tickets too damn expensive. It's not a real thing.
No, come into the room with that word because yes.
You have to remain conscious during a Beyonce concert. Yes. Trust me, I know. So
yeah, I don't really know what to expect. I just think that it's going to be great. I'm sure they're going to have lots of little cute surprises. I figure probably she'll sing over a Jay-Z beat or he might rap over a Beyonce. Yeah. I don't know. They're just going to come together and clash and slay. And then they're going to shoot fireworks that will create Blue Ivy's face over the crowd and it will speak to us. You remember in Harry Potter how the skull came out of the sky with the and it was just like made out of smoke? They're going to have like wind and smoke that is going to create. Or like the Lion King when Mufasa was in that sky. Blue Ivy is going to come into the room via smoke. It's gonna be like a giant Blue Ivy and she's gonna be like bun twists hand and then the smoke will dissipate and we'll just all be blessed. I don't know what to expect. It's gonna be great.
That was
of course it's going to be great. Crazy. Great is an understatement.
And so you've got your tickets and that's all that really matters as long as you show up and you're prepared.
I'll be going to the Atlanta show.
That is
going to show out. So
yeah, I already know.
Like, what if she brings out like you know cause she listens to ratchet music. She done cranked that Soulja Boy and all this shit.
We already have the playlist set up for the road trip. Everything is on there.
Look at that. They is ready.
She should play. She should have K Camp come out and do Ain't Nothing to Cut That Bitch Off, and then put like Farrah's picture up in the.
All right.
Yeah,
put Farrah up
time.
It ain't nothing to cut that bit. And it's going to be.
Carl knows. It's time.
Yeah, Carl's over.
Carl, thank you so much for calling this raggedy ass show. We really do appreciate it.
Thank y'all so much for calling me back. Y'all give me endless life.
We love you. Have a good one.
I love you too, both.
Bye.
Bye.
He was sweet.
Yes, I'm so glad we called him back. It was fun.
You guys got really into that. Just very.
And the Beyonce haters were like, damn it!
Yes. We thought we were safe. It. We really thought we had made it. We hadn't. Do you have another one you want to do? Or
ooh, this one
you're the ones
kind
with all these pieces of paper.
This one is like,
really?
Wait a minute. I don't
is
know.
Is it like mess?
No, it's a good question, but there's so many layers.
And I want to
keep it moving. Let's stand out again.
You can't call it. Well, actually, we could absolutely call another Beyonce fan, but.
No. Not standing out for Beyonce. Actually, you're probably going to sit this one out.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
I mean, well, you had a question that was directed to just you.
Did I? Oh, yes, yeah. Well, that's because she thought I was over 30 and I'm not.
Girl, okay.
I'm working on the rebranding of that, so just you're going to have to deal.
You can be ASAP Rocky aged or whatever
yes,
age you want to.
Yes, sure
I support
can.
You.
Great. Thank you.
This is. I don't know who this is. We are calling.
We're just calling people. We don't know.
Casey.
Hello?
Hi, is this Casey?
Yes, it is. Hi, Kachiri. Oh, this is so awesome. I didn't think you guys would actually call me.
Of course, because I love your question.
Yes, okay. I'm here with my friend. Hold on. Yes, I'm on a podcast.
They are
okay,
having
yes,
your
yeah, my friend's freaking out.
What?
By the time. So I'm going to ask your question. I'm going to ask the question. The question I had. Okay, calm down.
I love this.
This is so funny.
My question was for Sailor Moon is that when you first got Crystal into Sailor Moon, I just wanted to ask her how far that she's been and what's her favorite character so far. And for you, being a Sailor Moon stan, mm-hmm. Which have you seen the three movies that have come out?
You start.
Okay.
Like, there's three movies. There's Promise of the Rose. There's Heart of Ice. And there's Black Dream Hole. And
I have seen Heart of Ice. Well. I've seen Heart of Ice. I had Heart of Ice actually like on cassette or something at one point when
wow.
I was a kid.
Wow.
Someone, mm-hmm. I don't know. I think my dad actually bought that for me, which is a huge surprise because,
yeah.
I mean, we could go into that all day. But anyway, I actually haven't seen all of them. I've only seen that one, but I have the DVDs, like every single episode. Like I had to get it imported from some other country, but they're all in English
wow.
except for the Sailor Stars season, and I have
yes,
all the movies
I remember
in English
those too.
So you know, this is just me, bitch. You over there are gonna answer young Casey's question. Now he asked you how far you got into it, and he wants to know who you live for.
I don't understand this tone, first of all,
because you're giving me a lot today.
What I mean?
Like, you don't have to be so judgy of Usagi and the fact that she
bitch,
slays.
I don't know the word you're using.
Whatever.
So I watched,
I feel
maybe
like you're more like a red. Or I feel like you're identifying with
she
Ray.
She is
yes.
exactly
and
Ray.
You know what? I like Ray. Ray does not take the same bullshit the rest of them hoes take. They all just seem to be, except for Ray's, who's the smart one who always wears the blue?
Amy.
Amy. I like Amy because she
yes.
seems to have her head on straight, but the rest of them hoes are lost.
Amy and, was always getting all her marks
yes.
at the very top.
Yes.
Amy was like, I don't have time for
Amy
them, you hoes.
Amy had her priorities
straight. Sailor Moon. Sailor Moon all the way. Serena, I'm Serena.
Yeah. That's not no good thing.
Serena is the queen.
So what? She's an idiot.
She's young, okay? And she didn't know that she was going to have so much responsibility at such a young age, but they always come
yes,
to her.
It was a lot to take in. It was
thank
a lot
you.
For her, and she got her head on
14.
Time. She gained her confidence.
Are you kidding? Like, you realize the rest
you be
of
a 13-year-old girl who has to save the world and run around with this
how
nigga.
Come the rest of them have the sense God gave a goat then? How come it's only Serena that's an idiot?
You know what? Serena is not an idiot.
I watched
she
maybe 25 or 30 episodes, and I have to say that I did enjoy it far more than I thought I would. I can't call myself a Sailor Moon fan, but if I'm drunk and at home on a Friday night, I will pull it up on YouTube.
It is a Japanese cartoon from the 80s. It's
okay,
super campy.
So you just got as far as the first season, Crystal?
Yeah, I haven't gotten past the first season,
okay.
So I'm going to
okay,
check
I
out.
Okay, I guess it's acceptable that that's on your way to start, and it got like, I agreed with that, because she was flirting with her dad, and I was just like, I don't know about
yes!
This. Yeah.
See?
That was
thank
a lot.
You. It was a lot, so...
But you never got to the last piece.
I know Sailor Moon is going to be on Hulu now, so I'll check it out. But,
yes,
you know, from
absolutely.
What
I
saw. I
have a question. Did you really think Neptune and and Uranus were lesbians? Because I thought they were just cousins.
No, they were lesbians, because if you watch it in Japanese and look at the subtitles, they were never related in the Japanese version or in the manga.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Because I only watched the English version, or like the English dub.
I guess the American world. I guess the Americans were like, this is going to be like some stuff the kids are watching, and we don't want to have these two girls bumping kitties, and just like, we don't need to even apply that. They're just going to be cousins. But it was like, what cousins embrace each other like this, and you see fucking hearts and petals and shit fly up in the background? They are lesbians.
That's true. You got a point.
Wow.
Well, Casey, I live for you and your love for Sailor Moon. Are you going to watch the reboot?
As soon as that episode aired, I was freaking out in the car when I was listening to it. I was like, I love this kid so much more. I can relate to him. He's so up in the anime world.
Sailor Moon's the shit.
As bringing people together.
Are you going to watch the reboot this summer?
Yes, I'm so excited for that. I definitely heard about that. I'm so excited. I'm ready to live for that reboot.
Awesome. Well, thanks.
Is it going to be in Japanese as well, or are there going to be English dubs?
From what I heard, that it's going to be in Japanese and it's going to have subtitles. But if it does really well, I suppose what'll happen, like Attack on Titan and a lot of other anime, is if it does well, Americans will, like, I guess, try to get a license for it and then dub it. So there's a chance that maybe by next year it'll be on American television in English. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, I'm good with that. That's acceptable. Okay. I listen to your show like every single week, multiple times. So you guys are hilarious. I love listening to you guys. You guys are so real. And just, you tell it how it is, no matter like how ugly the truth is or not. So you guys are awesome. And I got my brother and like some of his friends listening to you guys. You guys are just hilarious.
Thank you so much,
thank
Casey.
You, Casey.
Well, make sure you listen tomorrow, because you'll be on it.
Have a good night.
Oh, yes, thank you for calling. I just didn't know, like, the off chance. I'm like, as soon as I saw, I'll leave a message and see. Hopefully I'm, like, with my Sailor Moon bit. Maybe he'll call me back.
Y'all are too funny.
All right, Casey, have a good night.
Thank you. You guys, too. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Bye. I love him.
This is so fun.
Did you see BuzzFeed posted, like, this artist that did... like recreated all of the Sailor Moon characters if they
were
black girls?
Absolutely not. I did not click that.
I have to show you.
You do, because that sounds like it would be interesting.
It is very interesting, and I loved his dedication to it.
He's right,
made
though.
Them
Ray
black
is my favorite.
Women.
Oh, well,
Ray
yeah.
would be your favorite.
Of
you
course.
Are Ray.
Yes, and that's fine.
Okay, well, let's call one more.
All right. Who shall it be?
Let us try. Someone here wanted to talk about this shooting.
Oh, God.
And I have a few things to say about that.
Well.
So, the moment that I found her phone number.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yes.
Bianca.
Organization.
You're such a judgmental creep.
Really? I just be talking and you getting mad for no reason.
All right. So, this is Bianca.
Hopefully, if Bianca doesn't answer the phone, I guess we can just talk about the shooting since it was such a huge thing.
Yeah, I do have something I want to say about that.
Okay.
Someone wanted to know when Titties on Your Back is coming out.
Yeah, bitch, when is Titties on Your Back coming out?
None of your black ass business.
What? You know, that's rude.
Maybe. Oh, I just had a fantastic Titties on Your Back idea.
Titties on Your Back, bitch.
Hello, is this Bianca?
Yes.
Hi, Bianca. This is Bone Crusher and Mia X.
Hi.
Hi. You left a message for the read, correct?
Oh my God.
What? The girl, did you really think it was phone?
Did you think it was phone?
Oh my gosh. Hey, guys.
So this is Kefiri and Crystal, and this is the read. And we got a message from you, and I want to talk about it. So what was your question?
My question was just what you guys thought about the shootings in Santa Barbara. And how they always kind of use mental illness whenever, like, you know, a white person does something like this. So, yeah.
Bianca, you slay.
Well, girl.
This is how I feel about this. No, I've been pissed about that shooting, and it's for that reason and another huge reason. So, I'll start by saying, yes, I am sick and tired of... white people are seemingly white people Because some people will, I know some people go, oh, he was half Asian. Not according to him, girl, because if you saw like some of the stuff he allegedly posted on those forums, like he
didn't. Oh, but his great grandfather was Italian. Like, y'all really be trying that
anyway,
shit, but whatever.
I do. I'm tired of when these types of crimes are committed that, oh, it's mental illness. There's something clearly wrong with him. Let's get into the mind of this murderer and then sell it to 20th Century Fox or fucking Legendary or whatever.
Clearly, he was just angry. So.
Like, no, he probably was mentally ill, but the bigger picture is not like, it's not the mental illness. Like, first of all, call him out on the shit that he fucking did. It's not just about him being crazy. And his fuck, like, from when I read, his family, like, saw some shit that he put on the internet and called the authorities, like...
Yeah, his family tried to warn people about him, and it just didn't... It was like there's nothing really that they could do, or they just didn't take any steps.
They apparently said that he seemed like a very well-rounded or smart or whatever. Girl, mental... There's... The thing about mental illness is a lot of it... There's no like blatant physical or verbal sign to say this person is mentally ill. Not always. A lot of times there's not.
Right.
That's why people try to raise mental illness, raise awareness for mental illness. A lot of people are mentally ill and don't even know. So, you know, it could be a mental illness thing, but don't use that as a way to be like, what was wrong here? This kid was, he went down a wrong path and just felt so defeated and all this shit. No, he was a fucking murderer and he's probably burning in hell for it. And let's not give him this whole woe is me, because there were a lot of sick people who left comments saying, oh, well, you know, he got retribution and all of this shit. Girl, you talk to whomever it is that you serve up above. If you don't, good luck with you. But like, I don't know. His mother, I've read some of that little manifesto, which was another clear indication that he wanted attention. He wanted to go down in history as, you know, another one of these glorified serial killers in his, like, he said his mama bought him some fancy ass car that none of us would probably ever be able to afford in our lives.
Right.
And he drove it around just trying to fit in. Girl, if you try to fit in, 22, 17, whatever age you are, you will still be trying to fit in at 50. Because look at the Real Housewives of black-ass Atlanta. That's all they're trying to do. All these loving hip-hop girls.
Yeah.
They are like... But the point, aside from the mental illness thing, I really didn't like that a lot of people didn't recognize the problem with male entitlement. And like... This is one of the moments where social media for me was like a really good thing, because most of the time it pisses me off or irks my nerves, like today, but we can get into that some other time.
Okay.
But with social media, where you have so many different individual voices from all over the world that have outlets to be heard, no one, like, media outlets and other shit, they can't really bullshit anymore. There's always someone who's going to call them out on their nonsense. And so I really appreciated that a lot of people were like, besides the fact that this, you're doing the mental illness white boy thing again,
mm-hmm.
you also have a situation where he murdered all of these people because he didn't have a girlfriend, or he was a virgin, or these women that he wanted to sleep with didn't want to sleep with him. And that's also another thing that happens far too often that no one really talks about, or it's not spoken about enough. And this was another prime time where it could have been talked about, but no, Tumblr and Pinterest and Twitter and all these people had to talk about it themselves. Like, men need to realize that a woman can be spread eagle on the 6th train with her legs spread. She could have her whole entire vagina to the sunlight right in front of your face. And if she has not invited you in, bitch, deal with it.
Right.
Goddamn the fucking end. So you can't just be throwing a fit because don't nobody want to give you no pussy. Now you're going to drive around Santa Barbara and shoot people, talking about you're going to get the retribution that you deserve. And ha ha.
Right.
All that. Girl.
That to me meant like, he knew what he was doing was wrong. That's why I was like, I think the mental illness thing is kind of a cop out, because clearly he was trying to get like revenge of some sort. So
No, he definitely knew that, you know, he was doing something wrong and evil, whether he wanted to accept that he saw it that way or not. Do I think he was a little out of touch with reality? Do I think he was a lot out of touch with reality? Right. I absolutely do. But I also think that he was mentally capable of being a fucking grown up and taking care of his motherfucking responsibilities and being a fucking adult and not running around with. And then the whole cry about every time this shit happens, the country cries about gun control and then nothing is done about it. Like, it just pisses me off from so many different, like, perspectives. I'm just over it. I'm tired of it. And I think this is just another person who wanted some fucking attention. By you running, driving around and shooting all these people and then killing yourself, you wanted to go down in history. You wanted somebody to grab your little manifesto that you wrote about your life since the age of 10 or whatever the fuck, so that somebody could turn this into a feature film. Girl, right. Tell Satan to stop calling
Good night.
Me. Tell Satan to leave me the fuck alone while you're down there. Because, let me not speak for the Lord, maybe, you know. But either way.
I think part of the bigger problem with this whole story is that if you read parts of that manifesto, like, he not only was he extremely misogynistic, he was also extremely racist. Like,
both!
He had issues on top of issues. Like, there was clearly something wrong with this person. But I think part of his problem was not only was he mad at women for not sleeping with him, he was mad at other men for being able to sleep with women. Like, yes. He was just mad at everybody. And I think
he would talk about how he saw a black guy with some hot white girls and just thought, why would they be hanging around? And then he reflected all of that on himself. Like, I'm looking at a guy who I don't deem worthy for these beautiful blonde white girls, so they all hate me and they have somehow gotten together to conspire against me so that I never lose my virginity. Grow up.
Right. Well, I think part of his problem is that he measured his masculinity through his ability to have sex. And so not only was he not a man because he wasn't having sex, but every other man was manlier than he was because they were. And so that part of it, I think, is something that needs to be looked at as far as the general population is concerned. Because it's a whole lot of men out here who judge their masculinity and base others' masculinity based on who they sleep with. Yep. So it's not even about the woman. It's not even about having sex. So this is why a lot of people were like, well, he should have just hired a prostitute. It's not about, it wasn't really about prostitutes, right. Or having sex
inferior.
Anyway. Right. It's about feeling like you're not as good as everybody else because you don't have this prize, this token. It's not even women as people. It's women as accomplishments, women as property. And that idea is what is in the head of so many people. Like, that is the way that he is just like the huge, like, the male gaze overall, the whole idea that women are something that to be achieved and not people in their own right who are entitled to everything men are entitled to. That is part of the bigger problem. Now, was he crazy? Yes. But that same general mentality is in a lot of people, a whole lot.
There are far too many cases of women who are beaten or killed or what have you over this very same thing.
Right. Some high school girl in Connecticut was stabbed because she said no to a prom date.
Because she had a boyfriend.
Right. And women, these stories are so common of girls who have been threatened with violence by men because they said no to going out with them or didn't want to talk to them on the phone.
And that's why they feel like they have to give you a fake number or say,
like, are you supposed to do? If you give them a fake number, they'll call you right in front of your face and then get mad at you for not answering or for giving them a fake number. If you don't go out with them, you a rude bitch and you this and you uppity and blah, blah, blah. If you do, then you setting yourself up for more bullshit because who wants to go on a date and be in a relationship with somebody who basically coerced you into it? It's like right. A no-win situation. And then we wonder why girls are scared and don't want strangers to talk to them on the street. Like, goddamn, look at this shit.
And for the record, while we're on the street thing, girl, no sensible woman... Men, block huggers, specifically.
Come on.
No, if you see a woman who clearly got up in the morning and took care of her appearance, she did her hair, she washed her face, put maybe a little bit of makeup on. If you see a girl walking down the street, I guarantee you that girl with sense is not interested in you. If you are hugging the block between the hours of crack and heroin, they're not interested.
They're not interested. So leave them the fuck alone.
Just
or
leave
understand
us alone. Just leave us alone.
Why they may be like, oh, hi, give you a polite smile and keep fucking walking.
Right. I don't put on headphones for the fun of it. It's for safety. And
because
it's,
bitch, don't nobody want to talk to you.
It's really sad that you have to, like, it's sad that women feel like we have to take these precautions. And even still, if a man tries to holler at us and we're not interested, that might just mean death. It just might.
And then you have idiots out there who, like, who only just enable that stupidity with saying, oh, well, then if she wasn't wearing this, or, oh, well, you know, a guy has needs, or what? Girl, jump off a bridge
or
with your
mouth
open.
He getting his payback. Like, women don't owe you sex just for existing. Women aren't...
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody has to fuck you. You could be a virgin all your life. That's nobody's responsibility. It wasn't about the virginity, though, like we've gotten into. It wasn't really about that. It was about not seeing women as people.
His dad was the assistant director of The Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Ooh. I mean, it's just like the universe is against this franchise. First, Phyllis Seymour Hoffman died, and now this.
Oh, okay. Well, that I did not put together. But anyway, thank you so much for your question about this. We wanted to talk about it, so we appreciate you sending that in.
Thanks, Bianca.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks so much for calling. I just freaked out.
Where are you calling from? I mean, where are we calling you again?
Oh, I'm from Houston, Texas.
Oh, Houston, our fave. We love it.
Yes, I have to get back to Houston. So, like, can we go tomorrow?
I'll be back in Houston at least twice this summer, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, excuse me.
Anyway, thank you so much, Bianca. You have a good night.
Bye, girl.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
I liked her.
I did, too.
I liked all of our callers.
This was so fun. Thanks, y'all, for sending us questions and things.
We'll see how we feel about it. Maybe it's something we can do another time.
Yes, maybe we can. In the meantime, make sure you head on over to naturebox.com/3read and get 50% off your very first box. It's time to make smarter decisions when snacking with NatureBox. And also, if you have not yet, tickets to the Read Detroit are available at thereaddetroit.com. We are on this Saturday with special guest. Am I allowed to say? Do people know who the special guest is in Detroit?
I feel like this is about to happen.
Okay.
So, we can just
talk. Okay. So, with a special guest, and then also Los Angeles, thereadla.com. You can get your tickets there. And after the Detroit show, we will be giving away a pair of VIP tickets to the Chicago show. So, if you have not yet, make sure you're following us on Twitter and Facebook at This Is The Read. We are also now on Tumblr. This is thereadtumblr.com. So, hit us up. And oh, there's also another fan blog, fansoftheread.tumblr.com.
I saw that,
which is very cute. Also, I don't know. Every time I see this stuff on Tumblr, I'm always just like amazed that anybody gives a shit about us. But thank you so much for creating that Tumblr. I love it. So, let's see. Any other news from you or no?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Greek yogurt.
Deliciousness.
Over. Greek yogurt over nothing. It is terrible.
How do you act like that? I offered him some of my Greek yogurt before the show started because he said he was so hungry.
It's one of the worst things that's ever happened to me.
Bitch, I had no, because I got it from Pret, and it was like Greek yogurt with apple slices and brown sugar.
Probably
and
did
like
it wrong.
Some granola. Oh, it was so
Twitter
good.
Twitter told me that I should have put honey in it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you ate it plain?
Well, no, I put like granola and some fruit in it.
Oh, well, yeah, but if you put a sweetener in it, just put in a little bit, not a lot.
I was going to put, like, just maybe a little, maybe I'll put, like, a little agave next time.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't really know what agave is.
It's like but honey, but it's not.
Maybe a little raw honey.
Fran will know.
Yes, Fran will tell you to put a little bit of raw honey in it, and that'll
raw
so good.
Raw honey?
Yes.
I like safe honey.
No, but the raw
protected
honey is better
sex
for you.
Honey.
No, and raw. Okay, you know what, bitch?
I am great.
I was like really serious about this. Like, I was really into this conversation. God, I fucking hate you. Cut it off. Cut it off. I'm going home.
Well, that was The Read, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hey, y'all, this podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Everyone knows the holidays can take a toll on your bank account. So if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday treats they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. As for me, I'm very qualified to help y'all learn how to maybe start journaling every day to get your thoughts out and improve your mental health. Or I could teach you how to get on the nerves of every man in a 5-mile radius. I'm an expert at that. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online courses. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and then tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine editor. With Squarespace Courses, you can create engaging content that your audience will love, then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or sell subscriptions. It's up to you. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace Courses. Just head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/read to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/READ. Let them know Kefir and Crystal sent you.